All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor. I'm speaking to you from the borough of Queens. It is the 23rd day of August, 2022. I want to thank each of you for sending along, those of you who have taken the time to send along your comments about this show. We're always happy to hear from you. Whatever you have to say about the show, it's very helpful to us. Also, want to thank our sponsors for. To make this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show: Irving Resources, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, SK Mining, Timberline Resources, and Lion One Metals. I want to really just talk a little bit about before I get into today's show, some ideas. From Bob Hoy, who has been a guest on this show in the past, and perhaps I should get him on again. He sent me his latest newsletter reminding me again that gold shares perform best when the real price of gold rises. What Bob means by the real price of gold is not the price of gold in dollars, but the price of gold relative to the price of materials that are used to get gold out of the ground. Bob points out that over the past 300 years or so, the practice of printing money to wage war leads to bubbles in stock and bond prices as well as commodity prices, while the price of gold during that time tends to remain relatively stagnant. But then gold miners have a tough time making money when, you know, the cost of getting the stuff out, getting gold out of the ground is going up relative to the price of gold. But when you have the bust after these boom periods, what happens is that the price of getting gold out declines, getting gold out of the ground declines, and so the margins for mining companies tends to go up. And this is proven to be true over major bull markets for gold and gold mining shares. The 1930s, for example, and more recently 2008, for a couple of years right after the financial crisis, we saw this happen. Well, Bob also points out that there are several things that you should be on the lookout for. Four things, actually, that he outlines in his newsletter. One is that gold should rise relative to the price of copper, Dr. Copper, as some people call it. The gold-silver, that is, gold to silver should rise. The price of gold should go up relative to silver. And long-term interest rates should be increasing in real terms. And the senior currency, which, of course, is the dollar still at this point in time, the dollar or the senior currency will get stronger relative to other fiat currencies. Well, if history is prologue, it seems that we may be set right now for a major turn in the gold mining share market because all of those four indicators are now in motion. But of course, time will tell. I've titled today's show "Waiting for Gold's Next Turn." Waiting for gold's next turn. By that we mean waiting for the turn for gold to rise in price. Yes, and we're talking in relative to dollars, but maybe also we'll need to pay some attention to what gold does relative to the commodities in general. My guests today, Brian London and John Rubino, both of them have been guests in the past, although Brian not as frequently as John. The Fed seems to be dead set on tightening monetary conditions into a recession, come hell or high water, which has never been done before. Usually the Fed loosens under these conditions, but now it's tightening because of the high rates of inflation. While gold, silver, and other tangible assets have been hit hard recently, we've seen periodic rallies in the U.S. stock market as most of today's traders who have grown up watching the Fed rescue them every time the market turns down seriously. Well, these people have, like Pavlov's dog, been eager to rush back in to buy the dips after every significant sell-off. Might David Stockman be right when he opined on this show several weeks ago that there will be no pivot by the Fed anytime soon because the worst inflationary problem since the 1970s isn't going away so quickly, and because David thinks the masses who are mad as hell about these rising prices are going to demand that the government do something about them. And if the Fed is going to do anything, the only thing it seems to know to do is to pull back on the creation of money, at least for a little while. In other words, David thinks that the Fed is going to have to keep the brakes on for a protracted period of time because the inflation problem is so severe. And, of course, it is an inflation problem that is caused as much by the supply shortage as it is by monetary easing, although, good Lord, there's been a ton of trillions and trillions of dollars that have been pumped into the system. So even if the supply isn't there, the demand is there to bid up the price on all manner of items. And so we're getting something close to double-digit inflation recently. Well, we'll ask Brian about his views on the Fed's monetary policy as well as other factors impacting markets and what he is looking for in the gold markets to provide a green light that tells investors that they should back up the truck and start buying undervalued gold and silver stocks. Brian will be with me in the second half of today's show to discuss that. Last week, Alistair MacLeod wrote in an article titled Geopolitics, The World is Splitting in Two. He wrote that article, and we have to, when we go to commercial break, when we come back from commercial break, I want to ask John Rubino to opine on some of the ideas that are in Alistair's letter last week. Very interesting, where Alistair points out that at this point in time, as the world is splitting into two major power structures, one being the existing NATO-US bloc, which has combined only about 19% of the world's population. That compares to 54% of the world's population that is combined in what might be considered the Russian-China bloc. The other 27% or so of the world's population are in countries that are not at this point in time aligned to either side. But clearly there are some major shifts that are taking place in the markets around the world, geopolitically, and then as a result in the markets that are destined to change our lives dramatically in the future. We're going to go to commercial break now, but when we come back, I want to discuss this and some other issues with John Rubino. So don't go away. We'll be right back with John Rubino.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion Wine Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.